Fishing Tips. This is episode 163, and today we're talking about how to preach a visionary lesson. In other words, a lesson about God, a vision of God. It should be taken for granted that God is a visionary, otherwise we wouldn't be here, Jesus wouldn't have come, and he wouldn't have been this patient with humankind. So God is a visionary, and so speaking about him, anytime we get a chance to preach or teach about him, should inspire vision. Vision about him, his vision, and helping us to be incorporated into and attached to and inspired by his vision. And how do we do this? It's so important, and we'll talk about some challenges with that in just a moment. But of course, before we go any further, it should be said that if we're going to preach an inspiring visionary lesson of any kind, that vision must be in our own hearts, right? It's got to start here, and that's why we have our times of quiet with God. That's why we take time away to be with God, so that the vision is truly in our hearts. Even, dare I say this, a really good time with God on a Sunday. On a Sunday morning, preachers and teachers, so important we have that, so that we're speaking, if we're speaking about God and trying to help people have a vision of God, that it comes from a place of authenticity. We're not trying to be perfect, but we are needing to connect with God and his vision before we try and take that vision to other people. So that's the first thing we should say, because it is possible to speak about love, to speak about prayer, to speak about even the cross, without necessarily really talking about God. Perhaps you've listened to a lesson, could even be one of mine, where you've thought, that's true, and that's true, and that's right, but you haven't left inspired. You haven't left perhaps feeling like you've connected with something to do with God, and you realize, really, I or whoever it was might have been speaking truths about God, but were we really talking about him? Indeed, as I give feedback to speakers, to these days younger speakers who ask me for ways they can improve and grow, one of the most frequent pieces of advice I give is talk more about Jesus. They've talked accurately about biblical issues and topics, but have they really helped us to see Jesus in a clearer light? And you could say that same is true about speaking about the Spirit and speaking about the Father, speaking about God. Have you helped us? And that's one of the questions we need to ask ourselves when we preach and teach. At the end of what we've done, have we helped people to have a better, clearer, more inspiring vision of God? I know, this sounds so simple, so obvious, but it's something we can miss quite easily. Now, this is on my mind in particular because I've been reading a short booklet by Dallas Willard. It's called Living in the Vision of God. Now, this teaching tip is way too short to delve into all of what that talks about. It's a masterful exposition of what it means to have a vision of God and how organizations and people drift from an original inspiring vision of God and something else. But we'll have to touch on that another time. But I would like to quote this part from his article about the significance of a God vision. He says this: the love of God, and only the love of God, secures the vision of God, keeps God constantly before our mind. Think about that for a moment. I'm going to put all these quotes in the show notes. The love of God, and only the love of God, secures the vision of God. So we cannot get the vision of God unless we have a love for God. And that keeps God constantly before our minds. I want my sermons to inspire people to keep God before their minds in the week ahead. And I want other people's lessons to help me to keep God constantly before my mind during the week. But it's got to be the love of God that helps me to see that and secures that as a solid, settled thing in my heart and my mind. Why is this so important? Well, let me quote again from Willard. Vision of God secures humility. Seeing God for who he is enables us to see ourselves for who we are. This makes us bold, for we see clearly what great good and evil are at issue, and we see that it is not up to us to accomplish it, but up to God, who is more than able. We are delivered from pretending, being presumptuous about ourselves, and from pushing as if the outcome depended upon us. We persist without frustration, and we practice calm and joyful non-compliance with evil of any kind. I love that last phrase. We practice calm and joyful non-compliance with evil of any kind. In other words, this vision of God takes the anxiety out of the whole issue of how is God going to do what he's going to do? How can he use me? Will he use me? How do I resist evil? How do I do good? Well, a vision of God helps us to be secure, helps us to be humble, helps us to be bold. That's when we have a clear vision. And if our lessons can inspire that, I mean, how much more exciting our Christian lives will be? How much more dynamic the life of our churches will be, of our family groups, of our house groups, if we could secure humility, if we could be secure, and if we could see ourselves as God sees us, and if we could be bold. And a vision of God will do that. A vision of God will do that when a program won't do that, when a plan won't do that, when an idea won't do that, when we don't, we say we haven't got the giftedness we need, we haven't got the experience we need. That's not the point, is it? It's never the point. It's whether we have a vision of God. And you and I, as those who have responsibility and opportunity to preach and teach about God, have a responsibility and an opportunity to make sure that we do what we need to do so that other people can have a vision of God. Not our pet idea, not somebody else's agenda, but a vision of God, of his love, of his power, of, as Willard says elsewhere, of his love and his competency. If I can get a better vision of God's love and competency, that will help me. It'll help me to live up to my discipleship, of my following of Jesus Christ. It'll help me to live up to the calling that God has given me. It'll help you and it'll help your congregation, your hearers. A vision of God, of his love and his competency. It's so important. Perhaps the key scripture in this regard is Proverbs chapter 3. I'm going to give you the Message version here. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume you know it all. Run to God, run from evil. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 7. All right, now some practicals. How do we prepare a lesson with a healthy focus on God? How do we do that? Well, consider these questions. I have 6 questions for you. Again, these will be in the show notes. And these questions are not all necessary to ask every time you're preparing a lesson, but some of them at least consider, read through them, consider some of them as you prepare your lesson and as you review your lesson before preaching it. Question number 1. What does this passage, this is be the preparation phase, what does this passage reveal about God's character, God's heart? Ask that question as you're preparing to preach on a particular passage. What does it reveal about God's character and God's heart? 2nd question. What inspiring aspect of God is highlighted by my lesson? What inspiring aspect of God is highlighted by my lesson? You can't teach everything about God, but what one aspect of him, inspiring aspect, is highlighted by my lesson? Third question. What am I saying about God that's unique to him? Let's face it, God is unique. He is one of a kind. What's unique to him that I'm talking about? In other words, making sure that I'm not just talking about human things, but God things. God, things that are unique to him, at least unique in the extent to which they're revealed in him and expressed in him. What's unique? 4th question. Is God's love for me and for the world clear in my lesson? Is God's love for me clear in what I'm teaching and preaching? Is God's love for this world, for the people in this world, for humankind, for what he has created, is it clear in my lesson? Some lessons are meant to be challenging. Some lessons are meant to be sobering. But at least there's got to be something in there about God's love for us and for what he's made. 4th question. 5th question. Here's a good one. Question. Is God the core of this lesson? Is God the core of this lesson? Now, of course, you could put the Father, you could put Jesus, you could put the Spirit in here, but I'm just using God as the key, as the main thing here. Is God the core of the lesson? Really? Is he the core of the lesson, or is it my idea? Is he the core of the lesson, or is it a topic? We need to preach topically from time to time, that's good, but is God the core? Is he the foundation, maybe, is another way of saying. Is he the foundation, is he the core on which this topic is built, this passage is being expressed and taught? Is he the core? That's your fifth question. And the final and sixth one, at least for today, how does this lesson inspire a God vision? In what way am I inspiring people to have a God vision by what I'm talking about here today? How is this helping people to have that God vision? That's my sixth question. So you've got six suggested questions there. What do you think about them? What helps you to keep God at the core of your lessons, to inspire a God vision in those listening to you? Do you think I'm over-egging the point here, perhaps overemphasizing something and it's not quite as significant as I'm saying? Certainly not every lesson has to have the same emphasis, that's for sure. But we're all children of God. We've been adopted by him, and we're trying to inspire others who either already have been or we wish to join us in that in God's family. Surely a vision of God should be at the heart of everything we preach and teach. I wonder what you think about this. I'd love to know. So please drop a comment into the comment box wherever you see or hear this recording. If you know anybody who might benefit from this, please pass the link on to them. Hit that notification button and subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't already done so. If you're listening to the podcast, I'd very much appreciate it if you could leave me a review. That would be really, really helpful. And I just want to thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time to watch or to listen to this and to consider these important points I believe to be really critical to effective preaching and teaching. And pray for me as I do my best also to make sure that in my lessons, God is at the center. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.